book of Daniel, which can be neatly divided into two distinct sections, with the first six chapters displaying a man of God successfully taming a pagan world, and with each chapter providing a classic Sunday school story of God's power and sovereignty. In the remainder of the book, God reveals to him through dreams and visions the events of things to come. Daniel, like Ezekiel, looks far into the future. Daniel is quoted often in the book of Revelation. One cannot understand the great signs of Revelation without looking at the contents of Daniel's prophecies. Daniel was from a high-ranking family and was taken into exile when he was about 15 years old, when Jerusalem was first surrendered to the Babylonians in 606 BC. In Daniel 1:4, and I quote, "Then the king commanded Aphanaz, his chief eunuch, to bring some of the people of Israel, both of the royal family and the nobility, youths without blemish, of good appearance and skillful in all wisdom, endowed in knowledge, understanding and learning, and competent to stand the king's palace and to teach them the literature and language of the Chaldeans." That's end quote. Daniel was serving the king of Babylon in the empire's palace while Ezekiel was laboring in a slave gang about 50 miles away. Daniel's life certainly was much easier in material aspects, but there was a certain amount of peril being in the court, as if one displeases the king, summary executions were common. He survived a wicked court for 69 years with honor and prestige. He died and was buried in Babylon. Although a captive, he rose at one point to be the prime minister of Babylon. He lived a life without blame, was well-favored, and remained true to Jehovah. In the first part of the book, Daniel is interpreting the dreams of the Babylonian kings. In the last chapters, Daniel's dreams have to be interpreted, at least partially interpreted, by angelic beings. He has a strange revelation and an angelic visitation from God about Jewish people suffering under the Gentiles. Remember, the time of the Gentiles began with the destruction of Jerusalem, desecration of the temple, and the exile of the remnant of the Israelites. Chapter 9 begins when Daniel's prayer of repentance and intercession for the Israelites and the restoration of the temple. Intercessory prayer can be defined as faith, believing, and preserving prayer whereby someone pleads with God for others who desperately need God's intervention. The Bible records the intercession of Christ, the Holy Spirit, and many godly men and women in both the Old and New Testaments. Later in chapter, Gabriel, the archangel, came to the flight to give Daniel insight about this vision and instructed him what to say. The 70 weeks of the vision are divisions of time, all of time, into three periods. The third period is the 70th week, which begins with the crucifixion. During the final period of time, the ruler, that's Antichrist, will come and quote, verse 9:26, "And after 62 weeks, an anointed one shall be cut off and shall have nothing. And the people of the prince who are to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. Its end shall come with a flood, and then will be there." The final part of Daniel 9 is very much a snapshot of the book of Revelation. In chapter 12, Daniel prophesies a time of trouble for Israel, fulfilling Jeremiah 37 and Matthew 24:15 and Matthew 24:21. But God's purpose is still to deliver those whose name is written in the life book of life. Philippians 4:3, they will finally be placed their faith in Jesus Christ as their Son and Lord. Daniel 12:2 contains the clearest Old Testament reference to the resurrection of the righteous and the wicked, revealing that there are two and only two eternal destinations for humankind. Jesus indicates that there are two distinct resurrections. That's in John 5:28 and 29. Near the end of the book, in chapter 12, there is a puzzling set of numbers which has received much speculation, but in my opinion, remain unexplained. Commentaries and scholars believe this represents a period of time between Armageddon and the final establishment of the millennial kingdom. Then Daniel is directed to seal up the book until the end. This book will be to encourage those who are still alive at the end of the age. Daniel is told that the true understanding of this prophecy will not come until the time of the end. At that time, some will be purified through testing. There will be wise who understand their time. Truly a book of contrast. Six great Sunday school stories of God, provisions, and power. Then six chapters of visions, angelic beings, and prophecy of the end times. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from its sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him who must be given an account. Pleasant dreams and the protection of God be on your life. Good day.